Now let's consider the term called maximum initial. We discussed the minimum initial. Then there's also the term called maximum initial, which is the largest extent to which the minimum initial can have added initial added on. For instance, looking at the graphic below, the minimum initial is shown here, then the maximum initial is shown here. As vehicles pass over the detector, they continue to add initial time. However, the amount of time that's actually added cannot be beyond the maximum initial value. So how is the maximum initial calculated? First, you want to know the distance between the stop bar and the detector. Let's take an example where the distance from the stop bar to the detector is 400 feet. The calculation is then calculated by using this formula here, D, which is the distance, divided by 25, which is the average length of a vehicle, multiplied by 2.1 seconds, which is the amount of time between vehicles, plus 3 seconds, which is some startup time at the start of the phase. So for our example, with a 400-foot distance between the stop bar and the detector, divided by 25, multiplied by 2.1 plus 3, gives us a maximum initial of 36.6 seconds.